Today on the show, we have a couple of interesting things. One of my closest friends for the longest time has a new ministry, and we're going to talk to him. He also has a podcast. And then I also have a really, really good kid today. He is going to talk about how he got saved and all that stuff, and somebody that we've been talking to for a long time. This is the Godcast. To the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby. It is my goal that through this episode, not only you can see that the Bible is accessible to you, applicable to your life, but also attainable to live through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you enjoy this episode today as we are diving deep into the Word of God. And I pray that not only you're hearing this episode, but you also open up your heart so you can live by the truth and the Word of God, and your life can be changed the same way mine was. Welcome back to the Godcast. I am your host, as always, Mr. Benjamin Shelby, and we are here with Mr. Carter Wallenbeck. Carter, why don't you introduce yourself?
Carter Wallenbeck, kind of the host of More About God podcast, yep. And preacher, missionary, evangelist to the world, really. But right now, my main mission field is currently Haiti, which we'll talk about that more in a minute.
We will. We'll talk about that. And then we also have a really, really important person here today. We have Dorian, and Dorian just recently got saved through one of our children's programs, and he just wanted to come on and say hi and explain how he got saved and what that all means. So if you'd like to come on here, Dorian, this is my round of applause for with one. Just go ahead and talk right in there.
Hey, everyone. Well, I got saved not that long ago, like he said, and it was a actual fun time to get saved, because now I know that I'm in the family of God, and now I know that I might get to heaven, and it actually seems pretty nice to me that I'm getting, that I got saved.
Yeah, thank you. So,
absolutely.
Do you want to explain how it happened and how you know that you got saved?
I knew that I got saved because I was believing in God and Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I knew that if I knew about Jesus Christ and them, then I knew that I could be saved.
Right, exactly. And that's all it takes, right? Mm-hmm. Well, hey, thank you, Dorian. And you can just stay in here while we're talking if you'd like. You can just continue listening to what we're talking about.
You can get a live right. view of the podcast.
Dude. Dorian is one of the first live spectators of the Godcast.
Absolutely.
Really, really love that kid. He's awesome. We've got to see him grow throughout the couple of months that he's been saved. You got saved at Good News Club, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's so awesome. Good News Club, and it was pretty awesome to see that, so that's exciting. All right, we have Carter here today.
That's right.
And Carter, as we've already said, is the host of More About God podcast. I'll put the links down in the description. And me and Carter, we've been friends for about at least a day, at most about 25 years, somewhere in that time range.
I felt like it was more like 5 years, but, you know, it's somewhere between a day and 25
right.
years, absolutely.
Between somewhere in there, yeah. Probably absolutely. About 6 years now. We've been friends for, well, Nora's seven, so we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, about 7 years.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
She's about just one when we started right. hanging out.
So anyway, he is doing great things for God. He just came back from New York, so why don't you talk a little bit about your New York trip?
Absolutely. So I was in New York. I was raising support for my ministry that I'm taking over for Don Woodard, which is Light to Haiti, and I've mentioned this on my own podcast, so if you listen to my podcast, you hear stuff about this, and you constantly hear from me and what I'm doing. But I just got back from New York, preaching a bunch of times. I preached probably, at 1 week, preached about 7 times in 1 week.
Wow.
So, like, I mean, that's just crazy thing
yeah,
to think
it is.
About. 7 times, like, oh, geez. But God is definitely blessing. God has brought me through. I was able to get to, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 different churches in just a month's worth of time, maybe.
Gosh.
So, about every Wednesday, every Sunday, I was in a church. Most Wednesdays, I didn't have a place to preach, but I did have one place to present. One Wednesday, I didn't go as well, but every Sunday, I had a place to preach. I had multiple places to preach about every Sunday, and God really used me. I was able to watch 5, 10, 20 people give their hearts over to God to like not even just full-time service, but just to serve Him however He wants them to serve. And I also had one person raised their hand for salvation. So it was a wow. really prosperous trip. Went really well, and God bless. There actually might be some taking me on for support. And if you want to take me on for support, just get a hold of me, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about that.
Again, there will be links in the description today.
Yeah.
So
you can get a hold of me, find Instagram, More About God Podcast. You go to More About God Podcast on Instagram, search that up, More About God. You'll find me, and absolutely DM me. I would love to talk to you, love to just have a chat with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing that's good. You know, I have probably, you know, 80 or something listeners. So it's really, really small. Carter also has a small yeah. group. So it's really nice to talk to people, you know, just get to know your base yeah. a little bit more, you yeah. know?
Well, right now my podcast is a bit smaller, but I started a little
right.
later
he did.
Than you.
He did.
But,
and you know what?
But
even if
different.
There's one person listening in yeah. every single time, it's worth getting on and talking.
Oh,
about
absolutely.
Stuff.
And then, you know, also all the people I've preached to in different churches and stuff.
Right.
We're just both in different fields right now.
Exactly.
And that's just it. And that's just awesome that we can do that.
Me and Carter, we have the same goal. I was listening to him preach, you know, just probably 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the exact same goal. And he said something. He said that all we want to do is see the world change, get revived one more time in our lifetime. You
yes,
know,
absolutely.
And it's happened. You know, I think in every lifetime we see one.
Okay.
We see one. Sorry, my mom walked in. So we see one great revival, I think, in every lifetime. And that's something that we're really trying to work towards.
Absolutely.
Is that, and I think God's going to use us in that
yeah.
way. I can see it.
And if you wanted to listen to me online, you can go to Grace Bible Baptist Church on YouTube, search that up. I think that's the thing. And you can listen to my father online. Shelby actually will be preaching a couple times. You can look through the
yeah.
past. And you can come and listen to my annoying voice preach for a little bit.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm annoyed right now. I'm joking.
Darn it. Yeah, you're right about that one.
Uh-huh. No, but yeah, great guys. So why don't you just kind of explain, you know, in just a couple minutes about your Light to Haiti ministries.
Okay, so what Light to Haiti is, so one thing we realized is that we can't actually get missionaries to stay in Haiti. About every missionary we send in, two will come out. So one thing we've been doing is training nationals. And actually, in a couple weeks, I'll be going there. I'll be training nationals. I'll be training people older than me and Ben Shelby to actually how to disciple people my age and mm-hmm. Shelby's age. So older men, how to disciple, train older men, how to disciple, train younger men, how to be discipled, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be preaching to about 500 teenagers, so there'll be a lot of unsaved there, most
That's
likely.
Amazing.
It really is. And me, Don Woodard, and a couple of Haitian pastors will all be preaching, so be a lot of prayer for us. That's in the end of July. I think we leave like on the 25th or something, so or 27th, one of those on July. So be in heavy, heavy prayer for us because there's a lot that we need to do. I'm trying to get back into my podcast. I was down for a bit because I got really busy. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things, and it's not been easy. So be in prayer that I can get all this stuff done. But so it actually all started with an orphanage. So we have an orphanage there too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you want to support or if you want any more knowledge about this, again, get a hold of me. I'd love to talk to you about it more. But we have an orphanage that we have 38 or more kids now.
Wow.
So we have a lot of kids in that orphanage, which is sad but great at all the same time. It's great that we're able to help so many kids. It's sad that so many kids need help.
Right.
We also do a lot of Bible distribution. Like, so we distribute the Bible in their language, in the French language, to everyone in Haiti. And we also my brain just died. We also bring in medical supplies and food and just stuff like that. You help mm-hmm. the orphanage, help the people out of the orphanage. We're also working in the education system, looking to do more. And really excited about everything we can and are doing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's growing ministry. I've raised about 10-15% support right now,
mm-hmm.
and probably will get more in when the New York people, when some of the people in New York decide and stuff like that.
Right.
And,
right.
We just gotta wait for them to decide, and that's really what I'm waiting on.
Right. I love it. So no, it's a really great ministry. I had the privilege to put together a video. It's not the best video. It's not even the final cut of the video, but I got to put together the video for his ministry, and I just think it's something that's really great.
Yeah.
Don Woodard also, Brother Don Woodard, he is an amazing guy. So
absolutely.
If you guys want to look him up, he has a bunch of books. He does a lot about marriage. I've noticed that.
He does a lot about marriage, depression, and relationship. He's a relationship guy.
Yeah.
Because he, out of all people, knows a lot about relationships.
Right. And I think that's in every, like, friendships, all
yeah.
sorts of relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So he's somebody to be to look out for if you haven't heard his name. He's a really, really great guy.
I know he's starting to do relationship conferences, so if you want your church to have him in, definitely look up his number. Again, you can get to me. I can get you his number. He'd love to come in and preach a relationship conference. Now, better yourself in your relationship with your parents, your siblings, your friends, your spouse, and, of course, and most importantly, God himself.
Right, right. He actually did a relationship conference, I remember.
Yeah, we were the first church he did it for.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. But anyway, so what are some dangers of going to Haiti?
Right now, we got a lot of gangs, violence and stuff like that. They actually brought in a couple tanks here recently because of all the gang violence and stuff. So there's a really good chance I might die and get shot or something. But, you know, when you're working the work of God, you're willing to give everything. As awful as that sounds, as chill as I am about that, when I tell people are like, you're really, really okay with that. I was like, you gotta be.
Well, yeah, because you know God has you in his hands, and if, you know.
And if it's his will, it's his will, and I will die, and I will die happily.
Right.
Again, you actually will hear me talk about that in the message, if you go and listen to that.
Right.
He did. But it is definitely dangerous. There's also a lot of disease down there. You can't drink the water, can't eat the food, can't breathe the air, really.
No,
without
really.
Getting sick. And if you drink water, I know you get like hepatitis A and B, either or.
Hepatitis C through Z is by breathing the air.
Yeah.
You can get all the other letters.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a couple of numbers in there too.
Somewhere. Yeah, one or two. but there's a lot of disease and stuff down there, and I unfortunately did not get my medicine in time, so I will probably end up being sick. This is not a fun thought. So we got that going on for us, and... But yeah, Haiti is the dark place, and bringing the light to it. And, you know, there's a lot of danger. There's a lot of dangers in a lot of things. There's also a lot of devil-worshipping people. In fact, the country, they built the country as the devil, as their god. They claim the devil, as their god, Satan as their god. And that's why their country's in such a terrible and awful place. You look up any photos, any videos, stuff like that, you see a lot of destruction and a lot of crap going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we can bring the light back. We know Haiti can be healed if it has God. And same for the world. My ministry... right now is taking over this Haiti ministry, but my goal is to start my own, reviving the world. And again, if you want more knowledge about that, get a hold of me.
Yeah.
Get a hold of me, man.
Really, bottom line, get a hold of him.
Yeah, get a hold of me. I have a lot of answers. I love to talk a lot about this stuff. If you're a pastor at a church or you know you say, hey, my pastor might want you in, tell him about me, get a hold of me.
And he will travel anywhere.
Like, I've been in New York. I'd go all the way to California. I've been to Canada, okay? Like, seriously.
Right. We have a couple of my podcast friends, which you know, like Donovan Jones Charlie Banks and all of them. So if you guys want to actually meet Carter, he's traveling. So just get a hold of him, and we'll see if we can work that out. Okay, I got one more question regarding the ministry, but why don't we just talk about some of the fun times that we've had before, just me and you. We do. We've never done anything dumb ever.
Just don't search up Candy Boys on YouTube. Don't search up Candy Boys Official on YouTube. Repeat. Do not do that. Do not do that.
Thomas, if you're listening, please delete the YouTube channel. No, I'm joking.
Yes, please delete.
No, we've blown up a few microwaves.
We destroyed a lot of things, but we had a lot of fun times. I mean, I know him. Like I said, you was 11 when you started coming to church.
So that means you were probably 12 or 11, like about to turn 12.
I just turned 12, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I wanted to get into that because I just wanted to point out how important it is to have godly friends, because we've helped each other out throughout a lot of things.
I mean, one of the years of camp, I think in 2020, we've helped each other out a lot. We went to each other a lot, talked about a lot of things, and we got through a lot of things together. I mean, we've been, like I said, friends for years. He's going to be the second man in my lineup, my best man.
Mm.
Thomas is number one.
Of course, because he's Thomas Gross.
That, and I've known him literally all my life.
Exactly.
He's like been with me 18 years.
Right. If me and Thomas...
I'm 19 now.
Right. If me and Thomas had an arm wrestling match, he would chop off my arm and not even let me try it.
Yeah, that is dude. But like I said, we've been friends for years. We've done a lot of good, you know, a lot of good stuff together. We preached together so many times.
Yeah.
So many times.
Yep. Yeah, so me and Carter, you know, I talk a lot about my preaching and like I post a lot of what I do on this podcast. Me and Carter are the go-to we're the go-to teenagers when we were in the teen class. And we grew a lot together. So
yeah, we preached a lot together, grew a lot together, we prayed a lot together. We started a lot of things together.
Yep. And now we're podcasting together, which is a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. You know, and it's just... The friendship, it is so important to have godly friends. And friends will not just lift you up and not just tear you down, like not just belittle you when you're wrong, but like go to you in loving and grace and say, hey, that's not something right you need to be doing.
Right.
And that's so important. We've done that for each other several times.
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
Multiple times. I go to this man every day and tell him how terrible he is.
That's right. Literally, yesterday, he told me that I kicked an old lady down, and I was like, oh, wait, what? Why? I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not supposed to kick old ladies? I'm like, not normally.
No, not really.
No, you don't want to be doing that.
No, not what Jesus would do.
Not
WWJD, my dude.
Yeah, WWJD. That is not what Jesus would do. Okay.
Right. Well, anyway, so I do have one more question, that's and that funny. Is just how is let me think about this. So your ministry to Haiti, right?
Mm-hmm.
How in like I guess in what area are you specifically going to be in charge? Like not really in charge, but you know, heading out.
Right now, I am the missions project director. So okay. Anything with like projects or missions at all. So like we're having a camp, we're having a pastor's meeting. I'm head of that. Mm-hmm. I'm helps oversee it. But it's my job to really kind of oversee both sides. So I oversee the Haitian side and the American side. So we want to send them stuff. I'm the head. They want to do stuff down there. I'm the head. They come to me and say, this is what we want to do because I'm helping with that right. kind of stuff. And slowly, I'm taking over the director spot. So right now, I'm missions project director, future director. I do a lot of that kind of stuff. I've also been doing a lot of running and raising support for the ministry as I'm starting my own ministry too and becoming an evangelist and stuff like that. And just I'm right now one of the three out of like three main people. We have like a board and stuff of directors. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the higher board members. So like there's really it's me and Ovid. I would almost say we're tied if he's not Ovid's a little bit higher on me in the chain. But it's like Dr. Woodard, Ovid, than me. Then we got board members and stuff like that. But I'm basically coming in with a not nice young mind with a lot more like ideas and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's the big things. Coming up with
You're
ideas.
You're not old and stale.
But stuff like that. Being encouragement because as a young man, as you're preaching and stuff, it's really encouraging to see a young man preach that. So people really do like that when I do that.
Right.
So.
I am going to play again. Video that I'm about to share with you guys is not perfect. It's not the final cut, but it gives you an idea of everything that he does. So I'm going to play the audio for that.
Haiti, a small Caribbean nation, has been plagued by poverty for decades. Poverty in Haiti is widespread, with more than half of the population living below the poverty line. The country's economic and social challenges have led to a lack of access to basic necessities such as food, clean water, and health care, making it one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. But most tragically, along with having no access to basic necessities, they suffer from the absence of God's word, and they have no hope after this life and no stability in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is where we come in. Candlestick Revival Ministries, where we are shining the light of Christ in Haiti. Our ministry has been focused on serving the Haitian people, sharing the gospel to all. We have several ministries that we are passionate about. Our biggest project to date is the Candlestick Orphanage, which has been the main focus and the thrust of our ministry in Haiti. We believe that this is our most important work, and we are committed to providing a safe, loving, and Christ-centered home for these children that are in our care. Another project that is very dear to our hearts is the scripture distribution. We believe that it is extremely important for Haitian people to have access to the whole Bible or scripture portions in their language. We also believe in renovating churches in Haiti. Some of the church meeting places are merely poles with tarps for a roof and walls with wooden benches to sit on. We would like to help some of the churches have more appropriate and adequate buildings to meet in. Finally, we believe in providing Christian education for children in Haiti. We do assist with the schooling for the children, but we know we can do more. We believe that education is essential for the future of Haiti, and we are committed to doing our part to make a difference. But we need people to help us make these differences. Now let's meet some of the people that are involved in these ministries. Dr. Woodard is the director and overseer of all the ministries, and we see how God is using him to further the gospel in so many ways. Pastor Ovid is the director of operations, specializing in specifically taking the physical lead in the labor of these ministries, and is a helpful tool that God has blessed us with. Finally, Carter Wallenbeck is the missions project director, the youngest member of the team, and he has a heart to serve God and work hard and give all the glory to him. By sharing the love of Christ and meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the people, we are helping to break the cycle of poverty and despair. And as we continue to gain support and prayer for this ministry, we can be confident that God will use us to bring transformation and healing to the people of Haiti through our Lord Jesus Christ.
So I think that that is everything we got today. And then we will see you guys next week.
Absolutely. See you guys next time.
Yep.
Bye-bye.